This is Northern State University football coach Mike Schmidt, and you're listening to Wolves Football on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Go Wolves!
From inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth, HKG, you bring the vision, we bring it to life. It's our Tough Fitness Wolves Wrap postgame show on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by head coach Mike Schmidt. And coach, 13 points shy here today. Mm-hmm. I guess what's kind of your opening thoughts from this one?
Just not good enough today. I mean, that's you can't play the way that we did. And I'm not saying them in any terms. Just you can't execute the way we executed today and beat a team like that. And I think we knew that coming in. Like, you can't go out and play the way we did, especially offensively early on. I mean, it's just three and I don't even know how many three and outs we had, if it was four or five. I mean, you just can't go and play like that. So I'm really proud of the defense. With we're down to a skeleton crew that we got out there at this point. We have injuries throughout that game, too, that are happening. And, true freshman Cale Johnson. I just want to, like, point him out. Like, I'm so proud of that guy. And pulls his red shirt to play for us and really played really well. And there's some freshman things that happened in there, but really proud of Cale and the way he played. I'm proud of the way we played up front, to be totally honest with you. I mean, I just think we missed some tackles, and it's what's challenging with that with their offense is it's player on player, and if you don't make a play, you can have those explosives that they had. So you have that, and just not enough on offense today. Like, that's just not the way we're structured right now with our team and our program. We've got to be able to keep pace and score points. And, you know, you come into halftime, and for as bad of a first half as that really was for us, you're still, whatever, you're in it, right?
Like, down by six.
You can go take the lead if you score again. And so, you know, we had opportunities, obviously, and didn't capitalize on them. And I just think even early on, you know, the guy throws it right into Cooper Logan's hands, and it's a pick six probably.
Yeah.
And we drop that. Gabe Lindeman has one that, you know, those are plays that we had schemed those up. It's like Danny missing Zach Kraft when he's wide open. Those are schemed up plays. And when you – even on the defense side, like, when you don't execute those plays, you just lose them. Like, they're not going to put it back in your hands again, you know. So we certainly had those opportunities to change the game and just didn't.
I said the exact same thing, Coach. I was just like, Cooper drops a pick six. Gabe had one right there.
Yeah.
The good news is, even on the one to Kraft, you did pay it off on that drive and score the touchdown to DJ Smith. But, I tell you what, even with all of that, you're only down by six at halftime. What was the message to the guys in the locker room?
Well, I think just that. I mean, it was just saying, like, we needed a stop and a score coming out of half. And it was just what we had to have. And didn't get it. But, you know, it was just saying, hey, we just need a stop and a score. And giving them the ball is not, you know, they get the ball. Here we go. Like, let's stop it. And I just think the big message to them was, like, we got to settle down, settle into this game. And I think when your offense has been playing the way they play this year, all of a sudden you kind of get punched in the mouth a little bit and you're a little off kilter. And I think that's probably the part that was just the most disappointing, is that we couldn't quite find our footing. And that was the message at halftime. It was like, we just got to find our footing here on offense. And the quarterback's got to settle down and settle into the game and know what you're seeing here. And we got to settle in. And so I think it was just saying, Get our footing back underneath us on the offensive side.
And you got the stop with the fumble recovery, and then the offense is driving a little bit. And, yeah, to your point, you know, I just thought both quarterbacks today were just not quite comfortable in the backfield. And it's not to say their pass rush was great, because you guys had time, and it's just it's like they're escaping the pocket when you don't need to escape
didn't need
the pocket.
To.
Yeah.
We're flushing when we didn't need to. We weren't on time with our throws. Then we panicked a little bit. And then, you know, we reverted back to this, whatever this, like, we just throw it up thing is.
Right.
I don't really know what that was or understand what happened with their mindset. It wasn't one. It was both of them did the same thing. And Brock has just the foolish turnover that then leads to what it leads to there. It's like, you know, you can't just give them the ball. I don't know what else to say there. You know, we saw that again against USF early in the year, and you know, kind of haven't seen any sort of rattled piece like that. We just unsettled with those two today, and didn't have a great feel for what they were seeing, I don't think. And I mean, to their credit, to Augie's credit, like, some of our stuff just didn't work. And so then you got to just throw them open. And you know, like that play with Rich, like, he makes a good move. He's open. But a guy's there. You just got to throw him open. And today we didn't take those shots to throw them open, and then kind of panicked. So, I thought the O-line did a good job, and we missed some things to crease some runs with Wyatt on some of them. But I think the story of the entire game is just their quarterback play and our quarterback play. That their kid made some plays and we have him wrapped up in the backfield. We have some opportunities at him and just can't finish with him there. He makes some really big plays when he needed to, and our guys kind of panicked and didn't play their best games.
Head coach Mike Schmidt joining us during our Tough Fitness Wolves Wrap postgame show on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Elijah Jopp. I mean, the guts that this guy has, he's dealing with a lower body injury. I know you're a hockey guy, so we'll call it a lower body injury. But he's going out there and just gutting it out and performing.
I mean, honestly, I didn't even know if he was going to play today. We thought he was done for the year. And then Thursday he ran around. He practiced Friday, and we're like, well, I don't know. We'll see how he goes. He looked good. No idea that he was even going to play. Comes out, runs around, goes through runs, and they're like, he's good to play. I'm like, okay. So that was big to get him back because it just was big to have him. His presence out there is really important for us. And I think just that, you know, there's just so many things that happen in the game that you can't replace being able to see some of those things. You know, even the last touchdown that they score and throw it in on us. You know, guys do a great job. Like, we executed those plays to a T. Every one of them. And then on the last one, you know, you have a safety that just hasn't played our lane's coverage enough in Andrew, and he reads run and the guy is releasing across, and then we everybody else is covered and the quarterback's able to get at the end to his third read on the rotation. And so you just like a guy like Jopp and those guys that have played a lot of football, they just have those experiences to know what you're seeing and know what's happening. Like, it's third and goal from the three. They've just been stuffed. They're not going to run it. They're going to throw it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just know those things, right? So it was huge to have his leadership back there and really proud of him. And now he's got a shoulder injury. He's got a knee injury. Now he's got a shoulder injury. And they did a great job with the athletic training staff, bracing him up, taping him up. And I actually thought he moved around okay for having him. He's got a huge brace on his knee and able to run around. So proud of him for coming back.
You guys need to go next week back home to Aberdeen as like the Michelin men, you know, those, the tires.
Seriously.
That's
everybody's in bubble wrap. Yeah,
exactly. Well, maybe one or two more before we get you out of here. What did you say to the guys post game?
Oh, I mean, our season's not over. Like, it doesn't end here, you know, and that's where it's been tough. You've been in so much playoff mode here these last few weeks. And, it feels like you're in the playoffs, but you're not. And so you got to, cause you're just like living your extension of your season lives and dies on each game. Right. Well, we just go back to it now, and we got to go back to work, and the season's not over, and there's just – it's not that there's no chance we can make the playoffs. We can still go 8-3 and put ourselves in the bubble and see what happens. You know, who knows on some of that stuff. But the reality is the season's not over. You got to win a game. You got senior day coming up. It's the last time a lot of these guys are going to get to play in Dakota Bank Stadium, and we get to honor those guys. So that's really important. And – it gets tough. It's cold and all that kind of stuff. But, boy, Minot's not going to feel sorry for us. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't care about that. And that's a team that just comes in and hits the ever-living daylights out of you. So, I told them we just got to pick ourselves up. And sorry we couldn't get the win here. And sorry we couldn't do that. And I also told them, like, you can't make the mistakes that we made. And you can't execute the way we executed and expect to beat a team like that. And so this one's going to hurt and sting forever. But now you got to come back and get this taste out of our mouth for next week.
Does anybody say anything from the players' perspective in those post-game deals?
No, they're hurting. I mean, these guys are hurting. I mean, this is, you know, these guys are hurting bad. They wanted this one. They've worked their butts off. We've really done a great job with our football program to get it to this spot where you're playing a game that matters like this, and we came up short. And, you know, let's not lose the USF. Let's not lose the Bemidji. You got a chance to keep playing even after a game like this. But we came up short today, and really proud of our program and proud of our guys, and they're hurting pretty bad right now. And now we come back, and the kind of part of this one is you get your butts kicked. Like, we got our butts kicked today, and so you just pick it back up. And what do we got to do to get back in this thing and get the pieces that we need to come back and win a game like this? So,
but again, to put it all into perspective, 14 months ago, and this is 0-4, and going up against a team like this to maybe even not cinch a playoff spot, but put yourself in a really good position.
Yeah.
So I know there's people out there that are disappointed with the loss. I am, you are, everybody is. That's a Northern fan. But at the end of the day, this is a program that's in a really good spot, Coach. I appreciate you doing this.
We're in a great spot. I mean, we're overachieving with a lot of this stuff. Like, I don't care if people are disappointed or whatever. nobody's hurting more than us, and nobody's put more work in than us, and, right. and all that. And we have a team that everybody should be really proud of in Aberdeen, and 100%. We've made some awesome memories and moments that are in this. So to say we're even in a position like this is pretty cool. So. Yeah, I think it's neat for our community, neat for our place. Do we want to win more? Yeah, of course we want to win more. We'll go back to it, and we came up a little short today.
Let's fill up the bank next Saturday.
Yeah, let's do it.
Coach, appreciate you doing this.
All right, thanks, Dukes.